Well, family, welcome back to the Cool Jazz Countdown. Next to Cal LaRue, my name is Marcellus Shepard, the bass man. Well, we kick off the second half of this week's countdown with some swing coming from Copenhagen bass drummer Snorre Kirk. He's back in the conversation after an 11-year hiatus from recording. His latest release not only showcases Kirk's skill set in swing, but he brings forth a good balance of ballads and 12-bar blues into the mix, as he's highly influenced by both Count Basie and Duke Ellington. All songs on this release are composed by Kirk. He's backed by saxophonist Michael Blitcher and Stephen Riley, pianist Magnus Horth, Anders Fjellsted doing work on bass, and Mads Kobe on guitar. This one can be found on Stunt Records. Here is drummer Snorre Kirk's Top Dog, making its debut at number 5 this week, here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Love the way this brother composes. Definitely out of the box, a recognizable sound he has, found on Stunt Records. Top Dog, the name of the album, the sophomore release of Snorri Kirk. He's in at number 5, making his debut here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. LaRue.
Alrighty, Brother Bass. Well, you'd have to go back to September of 2022, almost a year and a half ago, to when we were first introduced to the latest undertaking from vocalist Lindsey Webster. And almost a year and a half later, the project continues to pay dividends. Webster's 6th album as a leader has proven to be, in the eyes of many, the most significant step in her evolution as an artist. Webster surfaced from the COVID lockdown a few years ago, as well as on the end of a marriage. Well, she surfaced stronger than ever. Through this most recent effort, Lindsey believes her audience is finding a deeper connection with the music. Special guests here include bassist Nathan East, trumpeters Nicholas Payton and Randy Brecker. Brian Culbertson appears here playing trumpet and trombone on the album, among other featured guests. It's the latest from Lindsey Webster, the album called Reasons. You'll find it on the Shaughnessy label and in the number 4 spot this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Your eyes, and it's late at night. I'm the one you see.
And there you have it. It's vocalist Lindsey Webster making another run up the charts on the strength of some powerful singles off her latest album for Shaunakki. It's called Reasons, slipping just a bit to take the number four spot this week here on our survey. Bass?
Oh, family, listen, you got to tell a friend and definitely come back and listen again. The Cool Jazz Countdown is streaming pretty much everywhere you listen to podcasts, right? Google Play, Player FM, iHeart, Spotify, and more. Or you can go directly to our podcast site, countdown.podomatic.com. Well, moving up to take the three spot this week is a group whose sound reminds me at times of the Jazz Crusaders and then others, the Jazz Messengers. It is the Black Art Jazz Collective. Truth to Power is a title that hits hard and is the name of their latest album. It has several meanings to each artist in the group. Here is founding member and saxophonist and composer Wayne Escoffery with what it means to him.
So, Truth to Power, the title of the new Black Art Jazz Collective album. Back in 2020, just after the murder of George Floyd, I was commissioned by the Yale School of Music to write a piece for jazz quintet and string quartet around the events relating to George Floyd's horrible murder and in support of the Black Lives Matter movement. This was a part of their Project 14 project, wherein they brought 14 BIPOC composers to write music surrounding these events. And in many ways, the horrible murder of George Floyd sparked a new revolution and a new wave of the masses speaking truth to power. And speaking truth to power is certainly something that Black Art Jazz Collective does. Through our music, we tell stories, many untold or rarely told stories of atrocities and things that have happened in the Black community that we should be aware of and make sure don't happen again. And we do that, of course, we write music, of course, celebrating African-American icons and celebrating all the wonderful positive things that have happened in America and in the Black community.
Yes, well, here is the Black Art Jazz Collective with Truth to Power, moving up five spots to the number three position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Thank you. straight ahead in every way. Black Art Jazz Collective, Truth to Power. It's on High Note Records, incredible release for your ears. And at number three this week here on our survey. What you got, bruh?
All right, thanks so much, Brother Bass. Textbook, Cindy Bradley, and then some. That's the quote. The words one critic used to describe the latest release from trumpeter Cindy Bradley. Pretty cool assessment of the skill set of the Buffalo, New York native, who will tell you she became a trumpet player by accident. Bradley started playing the piano when she was 6 years young, but then had to choose a different instrument to be part of the band program she was a part of in the fourth grade. Well, she tells the story of how she forgot to bring her permission slip to class, so the teacher just had her randomly circle an instrument that she might want to play. Cindy picked the trumpet, which turned out to be what she calls a life and career defining fluke. Well, on Bradley's seventh album as a leader, she's joined by Hussein Jiffrey on the bass, Daryl Crooks on guitar, Greg Manning, there's that name again, Greg Manning on keys, Mark James and Thano Sanas on guitars, Mr. Alex Al on bass, and Ray Isales featured on percussion instruments. Trumpeter Cindy Bradley with her latest for the Trippin' and Rhythm labels called Promise, sitting pretty at the top of the smoothjazz.com top 100 this week, and in the number two spot right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. if you see a pink trumpet with a heart-shaped bell, yeah, you'll probably find trumpeter Cindy Bradley on the other end of it. Her latest effort for Trippin' in Rhythm is called Promise, and it's in at number 2 this week here on our survey. All right, Brother Bass, we've made it to the top. Let us know who's got that top spot this week, man.
Yes, sir. Well, before I lay that on you, let me tell you this. One of the greatest mentors in jazz once said, "Music is supposed to wash the dust away of everyday life." Those were the words of the great Art Blakey. Now, one of the many current mentors that operates in his same vein is drummer, composer, band leader, and Grammy Award winner Ulysses Owens Jr. His mentorship has led his professorship as the small ensemble director at the Juilliard School for the past 7 years, which has led him to assemble a group of the next generation of jazz giants on a new recording titled A New Beat. Now, Owens is nurturing these talented musicians and has given them the opportunity of a lifetime to be showcased on the national stage. With 7 weeks at the top of the Jazz Week charts, here's drummer Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y with A New Beat. It's holding strong in the number one position this week here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
Thank you.
Every single song on this album hits hard. Let me tell you, it's called A New Beat. Found on Cellar Music Group, Ulysses Owens Jr. and Generation Y, holding steady at number one here on the Cool Jazz Countdown. Well, family, we have counted them down from 10 to 1, and the music has been oh so good. A reminder for you that you can listen to us wherever you listen to your podcasts. We're streaming everywhere: iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, Apple Podcasts, and more. You can also go directly to our podcast site anytime at countdown.podomatic.com.
Yes, indeed. And you can stay connected with the Countdown on social media for links to photos, videos, the latest jazz news, playlists from the show, and much more. Be sure to follow us at Cool Jazz Countdown on Instagram and Facebook.
That's right. And on our social media, you'll find links to get your hands on some Cool Jazz Countdown apparel. That's right. Take us out in the streets with you. Let everybody know that you listen to the Cool Jazz Countdown. The Cool Jazz Countdown is an exclusive presentation of Tenshare Media and TVM Productions. Our show is produced and edited by yours truly, and our theme music is written and composed by Everett Harp. Family, continue to enjoy your spring. This is Marcellus Shepard, the Bass Man.
And this is Kyle LaRue thanking you, as always, for listening and encouraging you to support the artists and the art form. Jazz in all its colors is alive and kicking. Stay safe, family. We'll see you next time right here on the Cool Jazz Countdown.
The Cool Jazz Countdown is brought to you by the African American Public Radio Consortium, NPR Distribution, and the Public Radio Satellite System.